Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls ordinarily from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, but please hold your calls for the time being. We're hoping to have Don Wiskin with us tonight. Don does help to keep our programs coming on, and he wants to talk a little bit about Carterite, and we've got Don on the line right now. Hi, Don, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well, Dr. Stan.
And, of course, Don's up there in Canada. What part of Canada are you in?
I'm in Kingston, actually. I'm just north of, Syracuse, New York.
Okay, fine. Well, Don, of course, actually, Mark, it's a product. It's a, well, it's sort of a tonic, but it certainly helped him with his heart after he'd had a major heart attack some years ago. So I'm going to let you tell our listeners about the product.
Well, it's a seven-herb product made of garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, which seems to do a lot of different things. It starts off detoxifying your body, working on getting your liver functioning better, cleaning up your blood, and then it goes about boosting your immune system and getting the rest of your organs functioning properly. So in my case, it helped me to overcome a loss of my heart tissue, over 35% of my heart, and I was supposed to go on disability, and it gave me back all my strength after about a year and a half of being on the product.
All right, fine. So you actually were able to go back to doing the heavy work you were doing before, where the doctors never thought you would?
Absolutely. I have all my energy back. I can carry what I want and lift what I want. Well, my own abilities, mind you, but yes, I have my full health back.
Well, that's an amazing story. And, of course, you seem to have had a lot of luck with a lot of other people who have taken the product.
Yes, we have. We're actually in our seventh year of helping to share this message. You know, it's people just take life for granted, it seems. You know, that's how I got into the problem I was in. I just never paid attention to the things like eating properly or exercising. You know, the few things, or just those few things, can really make a big difference in your health.
All right, fine. And, of course, actually, if you look into it, it's really a sort of a blend of various types of herbs, and the whole idea really came from a pharmacist who had actually trained in Europe, in Germany, where, of course, they use these natural products much more frequently, and then he came over, and he's in Alberta, is it or Saskatchewan?
He's in Alberta, and actually tonight he's at the German Club doing an event, so that's why he's not with us again. I seem to have a bad timing schedule on getting him on the air with us.
But he basically said, you know, certainly a garlic actually thins the blood. It really actually helps the immune system. And hawthorn actually has been used for years by practitioners for heart. And so he put together these seven products. And, of course, I'll let Don talk about them. He does it far better than I do. But it's really very interesting as you begin reading up on some of these things, the rationale for putting all of these together in a tonic. Because each one has a physiological effect on the human body. Ordinarily, of course, medicines have one specific, many of them are just engineered products, and many of them are actually normal herbal products, and they change a molecule or two so that they can go ahead and patent them and sell them as medicines. But there's nothing wrong with natural health products, natural herbal products. They've worked for thousands of years, and, well, we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Don Wiskin, and the product he talks about is Carterite. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to talk to Don, our telephone number is 1 888 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. After 7 years, Don is still I think he's really quite enthusiastic about this. So tell us a little bit more about the response you've had for some of the people who've been using the product.
Well, the response has been great. The product seems to work, and everyone who takes it, they seem to be getting what they want out of it. People phone us up, and they talk about how they have more energy. They're able to do things that they couldn't do before. Their doctor is quite pleased with the changes in their cholesterol levels and their blood pressure. We actually fought with Health Canada a few years back, and we have the right in Canada to say that our product can lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent.
Well, now, Chris, what products in there? Which of the herbs actually would work on the cholesterol or affect the blood pressure?
Well, I believe that the cayenne and the garlic are doing a lot to get that circulation going and sweat that stuff right out of where it's not supposed to be. The garlic is able to kill off a lot of infection and bacteria, and they're saying that that's what actually causes the buildup of plaque in the arteries, is you get an infection inside of the artery.
And I think that's really so interesting, because there's an increasing belief that much of the arterial disease we has an infectious origin. Now, of course, years ago, they used to say it was all buildup of cholesterol, and only in recent years have they found out that certainly half of the people with heart attacks, you know, didn't have elevated cholesterol at all. Half of those with heart attacks who died did not have elevated cholesterol. So what was it? And there seems to be an inflammation in many of the people. Of course, some of them, they have high homocysteine levels, but a lot of the people have something called C-reactive protein, which is a measure of inflammation. And there's chronic infection in many people, and garlic is a natural antibiotic, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. It's been known as Russian penicillin. It was helping if they got to you before gangrene set in during the Second World War with the garlic, they could help you.
And of course, this is just a natural antibiotic. It's been around for a long period of time. I've actually taken the Allicin product, which is the active ingredient in garlic, and there are some studies that show that it really does decrease the incidence of colds. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, our guest is Don Wiskin, and he's talking about a product that he's associated with. It's called Carnivite. Don, why don't you get your telephone number out, do you have a website at all?
Yes, we do. We do have some information at www.heartdrop.com, and that's HEARTDROP.com, and our toll-free number is 1-877-928-8822. We do have some information that we can send out to people, and there's also quite a bit of information on our website. One of the things that I've added to our site, Dr. Stan, is because we're getting a lot of questions like that. It seems that our body is not getting a lot of the food that it requires, and that's what Carnivite is. I mean, these herbs are foods that our body requires, and in the beginning, when you first start taking it, it uses it up rather quickly, because we're actually starving our body for these nutrients and minerals that are in these herbs. And that's why it seems to take a while. We like seeing people take the Carnivite 3 times a day so that their body is getting all those nutrients that it needs. And then as time goes on, over, say, a year or so, as your body's able to start storing those trace minerals and nutrients, you know, you can decrease it down to a couple of times a day, but it's usually about 6 months down the road that doctors start seeing dramatic improvements in the overall health, because at that point, you know, the herbs have been able to really start to get to work.
And I think it's really so interesting, this idea that a great deal of cardiac disease, a great deal of arterial disease, both in the heart and in the brain and in the extremities, is related to chronic infections. And, of course, the chlamydia and mycoplasma and many of the other chronic infections that people have will actually attack the arteries. Now, of course, one of the things in the product is garlic. And garlic, or at least the active ingredient in garlic, actually has an antibacterial tendency. It has that ability. And so certainly a lot of people have taken garlic. In fact, I've taken a garlic extract for many, many years. And now I guess about 4 years. And I have almost no colds at all. Most people, in fact, many of the people that we work with are having colds all the time. But I don't get them, and I think at least part of that is because I take a garlic extract, and certainly there's a garlic extract. Now, is this garlic extract? Is this Allicin? What is the product that you actually put into Cardamyte? Do you know, Don?
The garlic, actually, we test it doing a chromatography test to make sure that our Allicin content is high. Like in our capsules, for instance, we guarantee 2% Allicin on the expiry date. 2% Allicin can be known as a 100% yield of Allicin. We do guarantee that in our capsules because that's the easiest to test. Our liquid always maintains that. It would never wear out.
And, of course, for those who don't know why Allicin is the active ingredient in garlic, because a lot of these things I didn't know when I was practicing medicine. I've learned so much more since I've been on the radio about the use of these alternative medicines and really how they work and their impact on our health and certainly on our well-being. Well, Don, of course, then you were mentioning hawthorn. And what does hawthorn do? How does it impact on the heart and on the body as a whole?
Well, basically, it can strengthen the heart muscle. And it can help to prevent atherosclerosis and in helping conditions like rapid or feeble heart action, heart valve defects, enlarged hearts, angina, difficulty breathing owing to an ineffective heart action, lack of oxygen in the blood. These are things that it's been known for. Even the New York Heart Association has human data that shows that hawthorn is good for cardiac insufficiency. It's been used for many, many years just to strengthen the heart muscle.
All right, and then certainly what about the cayenne? Cayenne, of course, comes from pepper. It's cayenne pepper, but you put the cayenne in there. What effect does cayenne have on the vascular system?
Well, it helps to ward off diseases, and it can help to equalize blood circulation. It can increase the heart action, but not the blood pressure. It is said to prevent strokes and heart attacks. And it's also used as a catalyst because it can carry the other herbs quickly to the other parts of the body where they're most needed and increase their effectiveness.
All right, fine. Well, cayenne's been around for a long time. Of course, this is just a combination of these seven products. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Don, because he certainly understands this product better than just about anyone, and he feels that it's really changed his whole perspective, and he's back working full-time when the doctors had said he'd never be able to go back again. So basically, we see the cayenne, the Allicin. You've got a ginkgo biloba. What in heaven's name is that?
Well, ginkgo. Ginkgo is the oldest tree in the world, just about. They grow to be hundreds and hundreds of years old. They're very healthy trees, but the ginkgo can help to squeeze more oxygen through the narrowest arteries to the heart and the brain. Ginkgo is also being tested against things like Alzheimer's and helping people improve their memory. So there's a lot of values in the ginkgo. Plus, it is a natural blood thinner as well as the garlic. So, it helps with that aspirin a day theory, and it helps to keep your blood at a very thin level.
Now, what about then the milk thistle?
Well, the milk thistle has been widely used since about 1996 in North America to help rejuvenate the liver. In some people, the liver may be as large as a football, and it's got a very large job in our body of filtering our blood and cleaning it all up and helping to get rid of the toxins. So it really needs to be addressed here, and the milk thistle is really to help rebuild the liver. Now, milk thistle capsules are being sold or hangovers, so if people drank too much alcohol, it helps to keep their liver from being poisoned.
I never heard that before, but I'm sure there's lots of things out there that we're constantly learning about how these various herbs that have been around for really thousands of years can be useful in our society today. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question you'd like to ask Don, he's certainly the expert on Cartavite. Now, how did you even get the name Cartavite? Where did that come from?
Actually, Sam came up with that when he came up with this product. He likes different names. Cartavite, just think of cardio, drop the I, and in German, Kresselhoff is circulation. So all circulation drugs start with a K. So Cardo, K-A-R-D-O, and then Vite, Latin for life. So circulation for life was the idea behind naming Cartavite.
Now, wasn't it actually a product that Sam, the pharmacist who compiled this initially, put together because the one of the local chelation societies had asked him to come up with something? I mean, they chelated people and they were better, but they wanted, of course, to keep him from getting back into trouble again. How did the whole thing come about that Sam actually compiled this product?
Well, he keeps going back to Germany every couple of years just to keep up with his friends over there that he went to school with, and, you know, they're all chief pharmacists and working in the industry. He spends the thousands of dollars that it takes every year to buy the German compendium, in German, mind you, with all of the natural medicines in there. So when he was looking to put this together, he basically knew that these herbs were going to do certain things. I don't think, you know, Sam is a man of science. When he was doing this, he wasn't thinking so much that it was going to work like it works, because, you know, the men of science aren't supposed to believe that they will do such, you know, miraculous things. But he put this together with the idea of how the body functions, and over his years of counseling people on taking natural medicines, and he just figured that these were the herbs that would work to make a person feel better. And it is surprising how these seven herbs, I mean, you think of these seven different herbs and the powers that each one of them have individually, and you look at one of the capsules and you think there's seven different herbs in there, you know, how could any of those do anything? But it is quite amazing how together they have worked synergistically to change a lot of people's lives.
Well, how do you go about taking it? Is it how is it administered?
Well, we do have it in a tincture form, which is liquid, 15 drops from an eyedropper, 3 times a day underneath your tongue, no food or anything required. But then we also have it in capsules for those people who can't get the smell of the Cartavite past their nose because, you know, the spices in it are a little warm. You take the capsule with food because usually within 15 or 20 minutes of the capsule dissolving, if you didn't eat food, you would get a mild cayenne burn or the repeat of the garlic. So we highly recommend the capsules being taken with food because of the high quality of the herbs in there.
All right, fine. Well, of course, certainly now you have a number of testimonies. I've heard some of the ads that you put on. People, a lot of these people who just call in and tell you the story of how well they've done after that?
You know, yes, we have lots of people who phone us here. I was talking with some people just in the last few days that I said I'd be on here tonight with you and the regular listeners, and I thought for sure they'd pick the phone up and call in and share this, but, you know, it's not easy to pick up the phone and talk on the radio, Dr. Stan, as you and I both know.
I remember when some 4 years ago when I first started getting, some of my friends told me I had to get started doing some call-in on call-in radio, when call-in radio first came to San Francisco, and there was a fellow there named Les Crane, and he was the nastiest guy in the world, and of course he hated conservatives and especially Christians, and I was both of them, and so, you know, just that fear and trepidation before going on the air, until eventually we became rather comfortable doing that and pairing back and forth, in fact, to the point where I was actually given the telephone number there of the American Broadcasting Station in San Francisco and invited to call in every evening so that they would have controversy, because they weren't interested in philosophy. They were interested in good radio and entertainment and getting their ratings up. So that's how I got started back in 1962. But I remember the fear that I had before I started calling in, and then after a while, why, it was always a challenge. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you do have a question or comment for Don, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And if you've used the product and you'd like to talk about it, why, give us a call. Again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Don Wiskin. We're talking about Cartivite and certainly his experience using the product. And of course, he markets the product both in the United States and in Canada. And he's certainly had a lot of experience. And he, actually, at least in Canada, they're allowed to talk about how it increases the circulation. And how did you actually convince them that they would let you actually make that claim?
It's basically the traditional use of the herbs, the history that's behind this. It's not just about the last 50 years anymore. It is about the last thousands or thousands of years. The Chinese have been dealing with natural medicines for over 4,000 years. You know, we've been dealing with natural medicines all of our life. It's really only been in North America the last 50 or 60 years that we really stopped using natural medicines here. It's almost like we're a test market for the rest of the world. In Canada, in 1992, a law was passed in Nova Scotia which allowed doctors to work with natural medicines without persecution from the College of Physicians and Surgeons. That's how much we suppressed the use of natural medicines in North America. When that same law was passed in Alberta in 1995, Stan, the pharmacist who makes Cartivite, he put together the course that they teach natural medicines to doctors and pharmacists at the University of Alberta. We're slowly starting to get back into natural medicines in North America, but it's been suppressed for so long that people just don't believe something so simple can do something for them.
Well, tell me a little bit about bilberry. I've never heard of that product. What does that do?
Well, bilberry can improve circulation and feed the capillaries by alternating the ability of the fluids and nourishment to pass through. Ooh, that sounds pretty big. Bilberry jam was also used by pilots during the Second World War to help improve night vision by British pilots. And it can strengthen coronary arteries, varicose veins. We've seen those actually disappear. And it helps in reducing atherosclerosis and the obstruction of arteries by plaque deposits. And it can also reduce blood clots due to its thinning properties, which inhibit blood platelets from sticking together.
So these are just all natural herbs and natural products that have been used really in China for probably for close to 5,000 years. And I can remember, 60 or 70 years ago in Oakland where there was an herbologist there, and he was going ahead and practicing that way, and tremendous pressure was brought to bear, and really there was tremendous opposition. Not any evidence it ever hurt anybody, but I think sometimes certainly the medical profession doesn't like competition. Would that be a fair statement?
That would be a definite statement, especially when they've got 600 lobbyists for 535 congressmen. That's an awful lot of lobbyists to try and keep your industry alive.
Okay, fine. Well, I think that all of these things certainly bear utilization, and of course you mentioned that it's available in a tincture you can put under the tongue, or you can go ahead and get it in capsule form. And what do you do, take one or two a day?
Three a day, because you need these nutrients in your body. You're starving for them, and in order for them to work, you have to keep introducing them to your body.
And now, of course, you use this in many ways sort of as a tonic, don't you?
I haven't stopped taking it. I'm only 50 years old now. I know I'm still relatively young, but at 42, when, I'm at the end of my life, so the doctors are telling me,
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Don Wiskin. He's talking about Cartivite, and he was just saying that at 42 he had a massive coronary, and the doctors really weren't very optimistic as far as his being able to return to work. Pick up the story there, Don.
Yep, so here I am at 50 years old nowadays, and I feel great. I mean, if I felt this way when I was 40 years old, I don't think I would have had the problem. But I just wasn't paying attention to my diet. I was eating the wrong foods. I was doing the wrong things. I wasn't exercise. I was busy living my life like everyone else. And, just because my brothers and my parents all died from heart disease, within 1 year there was two brothers, my mother, and just about myself. It really wasn't about what was in my genes. It was about what I was putting into my mouth. And they were doing the same thing. I mean, they liked Kentucky Fried Chicken and the odd fast food, and we were cooking with the wrong oils. We just, we're not aware of what it is we're really trying to do. We think we're doing the right and healthy thing, only to find out by, you know, getting sick that we weren't following the right path at all.
Well, why don't we get your telephone number and your web page out again once more time in case people would like to get in touch with you.
Certainly. It's heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Our phone number is 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. We have a lot of information that we can send out, and there's quite a bit of information on the product. Cardivite is spelled with a K, K-A-R-D-O-V-I-T-E, for those that are doing some searching. A lot of people are looking for it under C, but it does start with a K, and you'd be surprised at how much has been said about this product over the last 6 or 7 years that I've been involved.
Now, of course, do any of the doctors or physicians up there in the Alberta area utilizing this or utilizing the patients?
We actually have doctors across Canada and quite a few in the United States who have heard about it, seen what it's done for some of their patients. They've called with interest. They can't get involved. I think I mentioned one time there's a doctor here in Canada who just took $8 million a couple of years ago from the United States to study natural products on men's prostate health. He said he wouldn't have done that had he not had tenure at Queen's, which, you know, if people call him a quack, they can't fire him. So this is what's going on in the industry. The doctors really can't step up and do something about it. Plus, most of them didn't study it. It seems that until you've been sick and you've come to the end of your rope and there's no one can help you and you have to go and help yourself, that's when people start finding natural products.
Well, amen to that. Well, anyway, we're just about out of time. Would you like to have a parting thought for our listeners tonight?
A parting thought, if you ever do anything in your life, improve your diet, improve your exercise, and get out here and buy Cardivite.
All right, fine. God bless you. Thanks very much, Don. We'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Don Wiskin, and his product is Cardivite, and I've heard the testimonies of a lot of the people who have taken it, and they certainly really are very, very praiseworthy of the product. Well, we're going to have open lines this next half hour, and I just thought if you'd like to talk about some of the things that are coming down the line. We hear about the fact that there, back on the East Coast, why the government is going to give management and control of six of our major ports to a Muslim company that is affiliated and actually belongs to the country of Dubai, which is one of the emirates there. This is a country that had been very much in support of the Taliban, had recognized the Taliban, where the Taliban was a nation. So do we really want to turn over our ports to a company that is owned by a nation that supported the Taliban? That's the question that people are asking. This thing has come up. They put out some $8 billion for the right to control our ports, and that's the port of New York, the port of New Jersey, of Baltimore, Philadelphia, and there are two others, all major ports on the East Coast. And of course, the excuse is given, well, Michael Chertoff, the head of Homeland Security, says, well, really, it doesn't really matter anyway. After all, we only inspect 5% of the cartons coming into the country anyway, and so what does it really matter? Who manages the courts? Various ports. And the question that is raised is, if we're really involved in a war on terrorism, if America and our future is really under attack, as we're told, and we've got to give up our freedoms here, we've got to pass the Patriot Act, we've got to expand wiretapping on every citizen in the United States, because believe me, they're not just tapping the terrorists, they're tapping everybody, and this, of course, has been going on for a long time, but now they're trying to legalize it. If we're really under attack from terrorism, why are they only inspecting 5% of the cartons coming into this country? Why are they leaving our borders open? Why are none of our chemical plants in America, all 15,000, why aren't they being guarded? When we get back, we'd love to hear from you here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our telephone number, as you know, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we're simply asking the question, why is the Bush administration intent upon transferring control of six major American ports to a Muslim company that is owned by a government that supported the Taliban and recognized the Taliban? Is there any inconsistency here? And then, of course, we point out the fact that, you know, this, we're told that terrorists are trying to come into America. And I'm sure that there are some terrorists who would love to come into America because there's a growing hatred of America that wasn't there before, but our government has done everything they could to incite hatred, and now with the cartoons being shown throughout the country, but certainly what happened at the Abu Ghraib prison, and then, of course, the humiliation of the Muslims at Guantanamo, and the fact that we allowed pictures to be taken and then shown throughout the world, all was designed to inflame the passions of the Muslim people. So more and more people are turning to radical Islam. In fact, one of the leaders of one of the Muslim countries said recently, we are all turning to Al-Qaeda because of what's going on and because of the cartoons and because of what Americans are doing in Iraq and their mistreatment of the Muslims there. So America is doing everything they can to inflame the passion of the Muslim world. Why would you do something like that? Unintentionally, or is there possibly another agenda out there? And then, of course, if there really is a war on terrorism, why is it that the Bush administration steadfastly refuses to seal our southern borders? And, of course, the real issue is not even sealing the borders. We certainly could build a fence there. We could station troops along the border. But the biggest thing that you have to do is cut off the jobs here in the United States. Now, there are laws, there are legislation that was enacted back in 1986 when we had an amnesty, and the Reagan administration promised there would never be another amnesty, and they passed very, very strident laws that would punish employers who employed illegal aliens. And many of our big corporations do it. But the Bush administration and the Clinton administration before that and the first Bush administration under George Herbert Walker Bush have steadfastly refused to enforce the federal laws to prosecute and fine corporations that employed illegal aliens. So the question is, why would you do everything you could to encourage the illegal aliens to come in? And why would you violate the laws? Because when you don't enforce the law, you become a lawbreaker. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we're going to have open lines the next half hour. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we were talking about the fact that the Bush administration and the Clinton administration before them, for that matter, but the current Bush administration steadfastly refuses to pass the federal laws dealing with employment of illegal aliens. And many of our major corporations all throughout the eastern part of the United States and the Midwest employ illegal aliens, knowing full well they're illegal aliens, and the federal government refuses to enforce our laws, which, of course, acts as a magnet for the illegals coming in. Now, so much of what we hear talked, focus our attention on the wrong issues. The issue is not the border, although I certainly think we should do everything we can to secure the border. The issue is the employment of illegal aliens in this country by major corporations. And the excuse is given, well, my goodness, you know, these corporations are unhappy and they're putting all sorts of pressure on our elected officials to go along with the illegal action, and I believe that this is simply a distraction. The real reason we're not enforcing our immigration laws, the real reason we are not prosecuting the major corporations that are hiring illegals, I mean, we're talking about 20 million illegal aliens. Where do we get those figures? Why they come out of the Washington Post, but more than that, one of my friends went to a meeting put on by the federal government, by the Federal Reserve Board, and was told that there are 20 million illegal aliens in the United States. Others will say there are only 12 million. I prefer the figure 20 million, but let's imagine there are only 12 million illegal aliens here in the United States. But Be that as it may, they have jobs, and most of them have jobs. If they did not have jobs, they would not remain in the United States. So they have jobs here. We could try up those jobs tomorrow if the Bush administration wanted to. They do not want to, and it has nothing to do with political pressure. This is the official policy of the current administration and the previous administrations, because the leaders of both the Republican and the Democrat Party believe in open borders, because they really want to merge the United States with Mexico and with Canada. They really believe in this globalist concept of doing away with national sovereignty. Once you understand that, you can understand why we are not enforcing control of our borders. Why, when, and this story is told in the book, The Al-Qaeda Connection, which we actually carry, and we recommend to you, by Paul Williams, who is a researcher, he's been a professor, he's worked for intelligence agencies, he's a consultant for intelligence agencies, and he tells about how between 2002 and 2004, the Immigration Service arrested 9,000 people of special interest. They were Arabs from Muslim countries that support terrorism, and of course they're probably only picking up 1 in 5 or 1 in 10 of the Muslims, but they were able to arrest 9,000 of them. They put them up in comfortable hotels. They gave them an instruction to return in a month for a deportation hearing, and according to Paul Williams, not one of them ever showed up. Not one of them ever showed up for the deportation hearings. How many of those were Muslim terrorists trained in other countries to carry out attacks on America and simply fading into our Muslim population here and getting jobs in America? We have no way of knowing. But probably there were at least 50,000 that came across. And those of you who heard my interviews with Chris Simcox, he tells about, going down in the desert adjacent to the border, you're going actually into Mexico, and there you'll find the prayer rugs and the copies of the Quran that have been left behind by the Muslims coming into this country. So they know exactly what they're doing. We are intentionally allowing a Muslim terrorist to come into America. Why would they do anything that stupid unintentionally? And then, of course, if they're really involved in a war on terrorism, and then why aren't we trying to catch Osama bin Laden? Why did we stop our efforts to catch Osama bin Laden and send our troops into Iraq? And now we're talking about, oh my goodness, we're going to have to go to war with Iran and probably Syria, because they have treaties with one another. And it appears that we're increasingly being drawn into a major conflict in the Middle East. And, of course, it may well end up being a nuclear conflict. And if it is a nuclear conflict and the United States uses nuclear weapons, even they may be simply low-yield nuclear weapons, but we use nuclear weapons on Iran, why would we have any reason to object if they were to retaliate with nuclear weapons against us? Everything looks like the Musharraf government in Pakistan, where they have, hundreds and hundreds of nuclear weapons. They're going to be overthrown. They're going to be overthrown by the radical Muslims. In fact, in Pakistan today, more and more of the people are turning to radical Islam because of their hatred of America and what we are doing in Iraq. So with that as a background, let's go to Evelyn, who's calling from Massachusetts. Hi, Evelyn. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Doctor. I listened to Scott Ritter on a radio program today. He gave a speech at Amherst College in Massachusetts, and that speech was chilling to me, Doctor. He said they have plans to really use nukes in Iran.
I think he's probably right, Evelyn, and I really fear that we're moving towards World War III.
Oh, my gosh.
But you see, this whole thing is scripted.
Sure.
Nothing is happening by accident. First of all, do you know what the 12ers are? Have you ever heard the term 12ers?
No.
All right, fine. Well, I never had it before about 10 or 12 days ago, when I had the opportunity of hearing one of the major architects of our current policy, a founding member of the Project for the New American Century. Do you know what that is?
I have that. I read about that.
All right, fine. Well, I simply asked the question, will be at war with Iran within 12 months? And he actually sort of danced around the issue, but it was very obvious from his answer that he is anticipating that if we do not topple the government of Iran by assassination or other method, we will be at war. And then he talked about the Twelvers. It's a phrase I'd never heard of before, but apparently there is within Iran a secret society. And that secret society are followers of the belief that the 12th Imam will return. Now, the Imams are sort of the head of the Muslim faith, and the 12th Imam disappeared in the 9th century. He was a five-year-old boy. But they're anticipating his return. And with the return of the 12th Imam will come a world cataclysmic, a chaotic situation. There will be almost like a Holocaust throughout the world, and that will then usher in the return of the Mahdi. And the Mahdi is the figure that the Muslims wait to return to lead the world into utopian society. Of course, it will be a utopian Muslim society, and we will all be under Sharia law. But if you read the philosophies of all of the great religions of the world, we Christians wait for the return of our Savior Jesus Christ. The Jews are waiting for the Messiah, but that's not Jesus Christ at all. The Hindus are waiting for the return of the Maitreya, and the Muslims are waiting for the Mahdi. Now, the gentleman who is the president of Iran today is a follower of this secret society, and you'll find the article on this by Arnold de Borgrave, and it's in the Washington Times. I think it was the 6th of February. If you'd like a copy of it, while you can give us a call, we'll be glad to send it to you. But the whole idea is that they're going to have to precipitate this terrible Holocaust,
They are, Doctor.
Yes, that's what the plan is. This is what the Iranians are planning on doing, and they're doing everything they can to invite a nuclear attack on America. If you listen to what the president of Iran is saying, he says Israel will have to be wiped off the face of the earth, that the Holocaust did not take place, that they should pick Israel up and move it up to into Europe, or rather than leave it in Palestine. He is doing everything he can to antagonize Israel, to antagonize the people here in the United States. He's also said that the people who support Israel are going to burn under the fire of this radical form of Islam. Everything is being done on his part to incite the Holocaust, and I believe our leaders are doing exactly the same thing, almost as if they're being drawn into this confrontation.
Right. Well, thank you for the education on that. The speech I sent for, you know, you could get an MP3 tape of it. I sent for it because it was so complicated. He went back to the very first war they had over there.
You're talking about Scott Ritter now?
Yeah.
All right, yes.
But when the Father Bush first started the war.
Right.
So he went way back then, and he explained it all until now, and he said that this man at the UN was put there purposely because Russia and China certainly aren't going to go for a war over there or something else, maybe not war. What was the first thing they wanted to do?
Well, first of all, they have to take Iran before the United Nations. But what is really almost frightening, as you contemplated, is that Russia and China have gone right along with our effort to take the issue of the Iran enriching its uranium to the United Nations, almost as if they may say they're against a war.
Big plan.
But I'm sure that the Russia and China would love to fight to the last American soldier in the Middle East.
All I could say is look up.
I think you're absolutely right, because, you see, to understand what's going on today, you have to understand there are secret societies. And of course,
I read your book on the secret societies.
And there are secret societies. They're not even listed there. I mean, there's this Iranian secret society. There's the Order of the Garter. There's certainly I could give you the name of probably 5 or 10 additional secret societies.
Over
but
there.
Everything that's going on, in fact, the whole basis of the Muslim faith, you know, is this belief in Allah, who is not the God of the Bible, contrary to everything our president says. And when he says, we worship the same God, He's just not telling. He is totally informed about what's going on. There is tremendous occult influence within the Muslim faith. And when you understand that this occult influence, the common denominator behind all esoteric and occult religions, is that they are working towards the establishment of a one-world government and a one-world religion.
And they call that being illumined. I call it being put in darkness.
Amen. But you see, we look at it from a different perspective. You and I look at it from the Christian point of view, and they look at it from the other point of view.
Well, the experience you have is, I suppose, very precious to you, and I know I wouldn't give up my experience for all the money in the world, Doctor. You know, the experience I had to be born again and be saved.
And I think that that is the one thing that is going to sustain us, and our job is to point out to people the spiritual aspect of what's going on, and hopefully we can introduce them to our Lord and Savior and bring them to this personal relationship that you and I have.
Sure.
Because this is the only thing that gives you peace in a world that's gone mad.
Amen.
All right, anything else?
Okay. No, thank you very much. Good night.
God bless, and thanks for calling.
Thank
and again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295 if you have a question or a comment. But big, very, very serious things are in the offering. How soon these things are going to occur, I don't know. Tomorrow afternoon, I'm having on my program a Mr. John Quirk, and John Quirk runs a school for diplomats in Paris, France. He has a home in Normandy. He's an American. He certainly has homes in this country as well, and I will be interviewing him from Florida tomorrow. I had certainly talked to him about the coming war. He has no question at all. We are going to war with Iran. It is going to have tremendous implications as far as inflaming the entire Middle East. You see, if you want to have World War III, you've got to have an enemy. And how are you going to turn the whole Islamic world against the United States and the West? And then how are you going to unite the West against the Islamic world? Only look and see what these cartoons are doing. We're doing everything we can to inflame the Islamic world and turn them against us. And more people who before were simply moderate in their Islamic belief are now turning to this radical form of Islam. Well, Mr. Quirk does not believe anything is going to happen until after the November elections. Everything is being engineered for its political impact, and of course they feel that the Republicans would lose control of Congress if the attack should come before November. Now, there are other people. Mr. Paul Williams, a consultant to our intelligence agencies, we've talked to him, and he's been our guest a number of times in the past, and a fascinating individual. He thinks it's going to be a matter of weeks. Mr. Quirk believes it's going to be a matter of many months. And they want a war with Syria. And when you read some of my earlier newsletters, and we're talking about back in 2002, we simply quote Michael Ledeen, who was talking about a war with Afghanistan, but saying this was simply the first part of a much larger war that would involve the entire Mideast, and it's always been intended to change the entire structure of the map of the Middle East. And if you did not see the interview between William Crystal, who is the director of the Project for the New American Century, and on Nightline, where he actually told the host on Nightline that we are going to change the government of Iran, we are going to change the government of Syria, we are going to change the government of North Korea, we are going to change the government of Saudi Arabia. And these people really have this idea that the purpose of America is to change governments throughout the world. And you really can't understand what's going on unless you understand the message that's in a wonderful new video that we're carrying called The Secret History of America's Beginning. Going back to the fact that long before the colonists arrived on the east coast of the United States, there were secret societies in India, in England, who were planning on bringing back or reconstituting lost Atlantis that Plato had written about in his dialogues. These, of course, all tie into these secret esoteric societies, and of course at that time they were the Rosicrucians. And then shortly after, the colonists arrived in Jamestown, and the colonists arrived in Plymouth. Why the Rosicrucians came to the United States? To take control of the United States, and we were to become the new Atlantis. And that is why on the back of the Great Seal of the United States in 1792, they inscribed a pyramid, cap by an all-seeing eye. Of course, it was on the back of the Great Seal of the United States, and nobody saw that, really. Nobody really knew it was there, other than, the members of the secret societies, until 1935, when that emblem was taken off the back of the Great Seal of the United States and put on the back of the dollar bill. You see it every day. You don't understand what it signifies. But a pyramid, cap by an all-seeing eye, with a caption beneath, Novo Ordo Seclorum. The new secular order, the new world order, and it's coming very, very quickly. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. We have about 3 minutes before we have to go to wrapping up the program. But certainly, if you look and see what's going on today, nothing really makes sense. Why are we allowing a Muslim country to control the ports here in the United States? Why, for the same reason, we're not trying to seal our borders? Because the real objective, the real foreign policy of the United States, is to destroy our sovereignty and emerge us into this one world order. But they can't tell the American people that. They have to make us believe we're involved in a war on terrorism, that, of course, we've got to give up our freedom because of the wicked Osama bin Laden threatens us and Al-Qaeda threatens us. And if we ever do everything to leave our borders open, to invite them in. And I believe that there are going to be attacks on America. I believe there will probably be a nuclear attack on America. There are medicines, of course, which would actually decrease the intensity, the death toll dramatically. So if you don't die initially radiation, why, you'll die of radiation poisoning, and it may take a matter of weeks or months, but you will die of it. And you'll bleed internally, and it's really a terrible way to die. There are medicines that will actually prevent that today. They've been developed, but the government refuses to stockpile them, and as long as they're not going to buy enough of them, why, they won't be manufactured. So they're wasting all sorts of money on all sorts of things. They've lost $8 billion. Nobody even knows what happened to it. It just disappeared over in Iraq. $8.8 billion. No record of where it went. But they can't come up with $1 billion to buy medicine that could save the lives of tens of millions of Americans here in the United States in the event of a nuclear attack. And this doesn't make sense unless you understand there really are people who would love to see millions of Americans die. There really are wicked and evil people out there here in the United States and throughout the world. And their loyalty is not to the individual country, but to this idea of a new world order and a new world religion, and they are disciples of these secret and esoteric societies, like the Order of the Garter, the Order of Skull and Bones, and many other organizations, of course, that are there working behind the scenes, intent upon changing the structure of the world and plunging us into World War III, which I very much fear will change America forever. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported and really dependent upon you to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours a day, trying to educate people about the spiritual battle in which we're engaged. So we do hope that many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and you can do that by giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a free copy of our newsletter, why, it's available by calling that same number, 1-800-544-8927. We have a wonderful new video we hope many of you will want to get. It's called The Secret History of America's Beginning. It's almost 3 hours long. It's put out by Chris Pinto and David Bay of Cutting Edge. And it is the best expose I've seen of the secret societies that govern the world today. And, of course, their origin here in the United States and elsewhere, and about ley lines, and about this whole world, this other world that is there, the spiritual world that many people are in contact with, these people who've given their lives to a different God. So the DVD, again, is called the Secret History of America's Beginning, The New Atlantis. If you're interested in learning more about it, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I will tell you that we watched it Sunday evening, and we watched for almost a full 3 hours, for the full length of the program. At the end, you want us to keep on going. It is the best vehicle we have to begin to teach people about the very essence of the spiritual battle in which we're engaged. And then if you have not seen my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, it will be available on DVD or on video, and that's almost 2 hours. My talk on planned population reduction and the fact that there really is a plan to eliminate countless millions of people throughout the world, and we're in the process of doing it. Outlawing DDT has probably killed close to, well, between 50 and 100 million people in the last 30 years. They knew exactly what they were doing when they outlawed DDT. It wasn't outlawed because it was harmful, but because it was saving so many lives. Here in America, 500,000 people have died of AIDS, totally unnecessarily. Another million infected, 30 million dead throughout the world, 50 million infected who will die. A totally unnecessary epidemic. In Botswana today, the latest figures show that 46% of pregnant women coming into the clinics in Botswana to be tested for HIV, 46% are infected. Is that a public health failure or a successful genocidal policy? My video, The Planned Population Reduction, you need to watch it, and then you need to help us get the information out. We have the documentation on this whole incredible story. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and ministers, because we're told to, but please pray for my ministry of Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And hold your calls for about 15 minutes, though, because we want to have an opportunity to talk a little bit with Barbara Coe. And Barbara Coe's on the front lines of this battle dealing with immigration. And yesterday we talked to Chris Simcox, who's with the Minutemen Group. Barbara Coe, however, has her own organization. She's been working for a long time trying to make people understand that a nation that cannot protect its borders cannot protect its sovereignty. And there is an organized, orchestrated effort on the part of people at the highest levels of our government to destroy our national sovereignty, and much of the whole immigration movement supporting illegal immigration is being financed by the Ford Foundation, which works very closely with the Council on Foreign Relations, the elite who control both political parties, and their goal is eventually to merge America with Mexico. But in the meantime, this is going to take a terrible toll on our country. Here in California, it's estimated that it's costing about $6 billion a year just to service facilities and services for the illegal aliens and illegal people coming into this country illegally. And the police are effectively blocked from doing anything. Once they arrest them, they can't turn them over to the INS, just because they're here illegally and violated our laws. Barbara, thank you so very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, thank you so much for having me.
Now, how long have you been involved in the battle?
Since late 1991.
How did you get involved?
I got involved because a very dear friend who was a crippled World War II veteran, which was in an active retirement home, I was suddenly called in one day and told that he was denied his SSI benefits and his Medi-Cal coverage because billions, that's with a B, Dr. Stan, of our tax dollars were going to fund the needs of illegal alien criminals. And I say that very forthrightly because in accordance with definition by law, every illegal alien is a criminal in violation of federal immigration law.
So basically they're having to cut back then on benefits for American citizens, benefits that they legally are entitled to take care of the massive expenditures on the illegal alien population, which is actively growing almost on a daily basis.
You're absolutely right, Dr. Stan, and the cost to just California at this current time is $10.5 billion. Again, that is with a B, to loyal, law-abiding California and American citizen taxpayers at this point in time. And you know what is so frightening, Dr. Stan, is that all of the predictions you have made over all these years are becoming reality. It is very, very frightening. But God bless you for being out there sharing that with the people.
Well, God bless you for everything you've done. I've known Barbara for a number of years, met her at many meetings, spoken on the same platform with her. She's totally dedicated to trying to get the truth out. And when we get back, of course, we're going to be talking about the illegal invasion of America that is being fostered by our Bush administration. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Barbara Coe. And, of course, she has an organization. And do you have chapters all across the country? I know you've got a lot of people who are out there who are supporting it.
Yes, we do, sir. We represent loyal, law-abiding Americans of every race and ethnicity in 37 states, and that's just where our groups are. However, we have thousands other individuals who are members of CCIR throughout our nation, and that includes Alaska and Hawaii.
And, of course, the trouble is that the illegal aliens are getting up into the northern part of the United States, and we hear they're even up in Washington and even up in New England at the present time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, of course, a lot of people in the past have said, well, that's not my problem. You know, that's just down along the border. Southern California's problem. But it's increasingly becoming a problem. Why is it a problem? I know why it's a problem, but I want you to explain to our listeners why it is their problem.
It is because, let's go back to the source of the problem rather than going to the symptoms, Dr. Sand. It all comes under the heading of going back to our corrupt, treacherous elected officials who have clearly illustrated that they are very willing to sacrifice our very lives of not only us, but our loved ones, in exchange for cheap labor, corporate contributions to their campaigns, and the illegal alien vote to stay in power. It's that simple.
All right, fine. Well, now, what about the impact on the health of the average American? Now, most people can't imagine that illegal immigration would affect their health. Can illegal immigration affect their health?
Absolutely. We have documented data that these illegal aliens, who, of course, bypass our health inspections, are bringing in Chagas disease, they're bringing in all A, B, and C hepatitis, they are bringing in leprosy. The list goes on and on, Dr. Stan. And these are the people who are working in our food industries, handling our food, and also are throughout our communities working in restaurants and in motels and so on and so forth. These people are an active.
Hold that thought right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Barbara Coe. And if you're out there and you'd like to give us a call, why, we'd love to hear from you. Barbara is pointing out that, of course, when the people come into this country illegally, they bypass any sort of a medical examination. Now, traditionally, if people have a tuberculosis or multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, it's MDR tuberculosis, they're not allowed into this country. If they come in illegally, however, they can come in, and they are spreading tuberculosis, and not only regular tuberculosis, but multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis is actually increasing because the government is allowing the illegal aliens to come in. They're bringing in other diseases. For instance, they're bringing in leprosy. Leprosy had almost completely disappeared in America. Only a few cases there at the center in Louisiana, I think, where they had a hospital for lepers. And now leprosy is on the rise in America because we're allowing people to come in illegally. Our government is doing everything to encourage them to come in illegally and has passed all sorts of laws to give them special benefits that even a legitimate, long-time, lifelong American citizens wouldn't get. For instance, if you are an illegal alien here in the United States, you can go to state colleges at reduced rates, far less than an American citizen, say for Nevada, could come and go to the university systems here in California. Why would we do that? Why would we reward people for coming here and violating our laws? Because they're doing exactly what the politicians want, but they do not want the American people to know. We were talking about health benefits, and of course, what happens is the federal laws require every hospital to have an emergency room to take care of anybody who comes in for nothing. And, of course, the illegal aliens do not pay for their health care. And so that health care, and especially if they have to be hospitalized, it simply is passed along by the hospital to the people who are paying their bills. And, of course, if you don't have any hospital insurance, you go to the hospital, you're going to find you're going to be paying $1,000 a day. It doesn't cost $1,000 a day to keep you there, but you're paying for all the illegal aliens that are coming in. And all along the border, many of the hospitals are actually shutting down because they're going bankrupt because of the illegal aliens. And the average citizen has no idea how this this illegal invasion is actually impacting on not only on their health, but on the health care delivery. Would that be a fair statement, Barbara?
Absolutely a fair statement. And if you don't believe it, we can put you in touch with the people who have not only been rejected at these places, these trauma centers, these emergency centers. In fact, Dr. Stan, 69 in the state of California alone have been closed down, have been bankrupted because these criminals have taken advantage of the system, and they have been bankrupted, and they have had to close down. We have had relatives of our members who have died, literally died, in waiting rooms, waiting to be treated, because they were put aside in favor of illegal alien criminals, because that particular trauma center felt that the government would pay the bill. And guess what? They got surprised. It didn't happen.
And
they were bankrupted.
We know that in Los Angeles, you know, down the other end of the state from where I live, it's 80 to 90% of the children delivered there are delivered to illegal aliens. And here in the area where I live, Monterey Bay, a very affluent area, half or more of the deliveries at the Watsonville hospitals are for illegal aliens. And those children automatically become United States citizens, and then the family becomes eligible for all those wonderful welfare benefits that we provide. Why would you do something like this? Why would you actually reward people for coming to America and having a child here illegally, and then make them eligible immediately for welfare benefits for their family? It doesn't make sense unless you understand it does make sense. There are people out there who have no loyalty to America, who would bankrupt our society, who would merge us with Mexico, who would destroy our sovereignty, and when you understand that, everything going on makes perfect sense. If you're looking for logic, you know, that we're trying to guard the borders and can't, why, you're totally mistaken. The things that are happening are not happening by accident or because of ineptitude or stupidity. They're happening as far as a diabolical plan. And the Ford Foundation is financing LULAC and Maldave and La Raza and all of the racist illegal alien organizations that are out there with your tax-exempt money, but you're not going to read about that in Time Magazine or Newsweek or U.S. News and World Report, and you can be sure that Rush Limbaugh isn't going to tell you that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Barbara Cole, and she leads a very effective illegal immigration, not anti-immigration, but illegal immigration organization in Southern California. And I know that you put on demonstrations, and members of your group have actually been physically attacked, haven't you? And the what did the police do to protect you?
Absolutely, Dr. Stan. We have been repeatedly attacked. Some of our members have been sent to the hospital because of these. Well, the best word I can choose right now is barbarians, anarchists, pro-illegal alien advocates. There is no end to the words that I could put on them. However, they attack loyal, law-abiding American citizens whenever it is humanly possible. There are gang members who are part of these counter protesters. They use cans of frozen cola, bricks, rocks, pointed sticks, so on and so forth. Several of our people have been sent to the hospital when our only point is a peaceful demonstration to protest the illegal alien invasion of our nation.
Well, now, what about the local police? Will they offer protection? Will they arrest the people who assault American citizens demonstrating peacefully?
Some do, some don't, Dr. Stan. Garden Grove Police Department has proven to be true champions, as have a few other police departments. However, we had a protest scheduled for this coming weekend in San Bernardino, and San Bernardino, this was going to be in front of the Mexican consulate. However, the San Bernardino Police Department advised us they will have no police presence there, even though it is a gang-infested area. So, it all depends on the city you're dealing with. We have had tremendous support in Laguna Beach. We've had tremendous support in Garden Grove. We've had tremendous support in Costa Mesa, where one of our key people is, of course, trying to close down the illegal, has closed down the illegal alien day labor center, and is working hard to get these people out of his city.
And then what about Los Angeles? Do you have any
Los Angeles? Forget it.
In other words, you're not going to get any police support in Los Angeles.
Absolutely. We have never had police support in Los Angeles, and we're not going to count on it now.
All right, fine. Well, I think that people have to understand that the other side is very well organized. The other side is very well financed, and nobody ever wants to ask where the money's coming from. Is there a communist and revolutionary element to these demonstrations?
Absolutely, Dr. Stan. The Progressive Labor Party is a very large part of these demonstrations. As I said, we have seen a sea of red flags on previous demonstrations coming at us with their pointed sticks, their bricks, their frozen cans of cola, so on and so forth, and have put several of our people in the hospital.
And I think that people have to ask, you know, where? I thought communism was dead. Communism is not dead. Communism's alive and well and working in our universities, working on the immigration movement, working within our labor movement. I subscribe to their papers. I have for 44 years. The Communist Party is better financed today than it's ever been before, but nobody ever asks where the money comes from, and nobody ever asks why these communist organizations, which are against the military-industrial complex, will never in their publications condemn the Council on Foreign Relations. And you have to ask yourself, gee, don't they know about it? Why don't they ever talk about the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers? They talk about the military-industrial complex, but they never talk about the organizations, of course, that are the military-industrial complex. And I think if we went into the financing of the communist movement, and I think we might be very surprised to see that the funding is coming from some of the most wealthy people here in America, as it always has through the years. So,
and Dr. Stan, please let me equate the communist movement with our current pro-illegal alien evil administration that is now in power. I'm sorry, but that's exactly what it is. There is no argument. It is clearly defined that our current administration is nothing more nor less than the communist movement to abolish the sovereignty of the United States of America and to jeopardize the future of all loyal, law-abiding American citizens.
Well, the president said he looked at the eyes of Putin, who is a colonel in the KGB. In fact, the leaders of Russia always come from the KGB. That's where Andropov came from, Gorbachev, and now Putin came from the KGB. But our president looked in his eyes and knew we could trust him. All right, we'll be back here in just a moment. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. You must understand, the communist movement has always been funded by the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, right here in America. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our, certainly our local number, 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Our guest is Barbara Combe, and we're talking, well, we're talking about, of course, the illegal alien invasion of the United States that is really beginning, of course, to have a tremendous financial impact and health impact on our society. But, of course, what it's really doing is bringing in all sorts of violent gangs into our country. Would you like to talk a little bit about the relationship of the illegal immigration movement to the violent gang movement in Southern California and in many other parts of our country?
Absolutely, Dr. Stan. MS-13, Mara Salvatrucha. Gangs which got their start right here in Los Angeles. This current program of President Bush to welcome all these guest workers into our programs, since that is absolutely impossible, impossible to do a criminal background check on anyone coming into this country, particularly from Latin American countries. We will be welcoming, should his program be successful.
You're talking about the president's program to solve the problem of illegal immigration by making them all legal.
That's absolutely right. And if that is, as far as we are concerned, this is priority one. Stop any fraud, illegal alien / amnesty program proposed by President Bush or any of his constituents, because they will be welcoming the violent illegal alien criminals, including MS-13, absolutely violent criminals whose preferred method of death is to decapitate via the machete, drug smugglers, people smugglers, and terrorists into our country. It is that simple. And we are fighting like tigers on that. We just got back from Washington at a Minuteman rally spearheading this effort to stop this treachery, literally life-threatening, treacherous bill that President Bush demands is going to be made law. We are also on the front lines stopping this effort to turn our ports over to the Arabs, United Arab Emirates, who are the people who funded the 9/11 terrorists on 9/11/2001. We are out there on the front lines. We're going to stay on the front lines, Dr. Stan, and that's how it is.
Well, because you've been on the front lines now for about 16 years, haven't you? 15 years, anyway.
Yes.
And it's hard to stay in a battle for a long period of time, but once you're called to be there, you have to go. I've actually dropped out a couple of times, but always came back because we have to be involved. We have no choice. A lot of my friends are wondering what country they're going to escape to, and I tell them there is no escape.
That's
the battle
right.
for civilization is here in America today.
Right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got Michael calling from Evanston, Illinois. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead, Michael.
Well, okay, I'm surviving.
How are you listening to us? Shortwave internet or one of the local stations?
Well, I'm on shortwave, and you're coming really good at 5.860.
Oh, great. Okay, fine.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, one thing I will let you know is those of us who are like-minded with you, we call this town People's Republic of Evanston.
All right, fine. Why do you call it People's Republic?
Because it's no longer part of the United States. They do whatever they want here. They've banned guns. Northwestern University is a hotbed of red communist activity. I mean, if you were here and if you were around here long enough, you would see that they're educating these kids in Northwestern University to be anti-American and anti-constitutional.
Yeah, well, of course, but they've been doing that. They did that to me 50 years ago when I was at the University of California at Berkeley. I mean, I got straight A's because I followed the communist line. It took me a long time to realize that, you know, what they'd done. So don't feel bad about those kids. Give another 20 years, they'll really realize what the word is about. The question is, do we really have 20 years? We've got more people who are dedicated to communism, and you know, here in our universities in the United States than they have in Russia today, because they know communism doesn't work. Communism is simply an elitist structure where a small elite, of course, suppresses and manages and controls the rest. We have people on our university campuses who honestly believe in communism. They're just not very smart.
Okay, sir. I agree with you 100%. What I think you might want to consider doing an investigation of this town, because even the YMCA hosts meetings for atheists, okay? It's the McGaw YMCA, and there's been a number of incidences here that they cover up really, really well. And as far as Northwestern goes, they have their own, we'll say a nuclear power plant there with the cooling pond and the towers. But what you need to know and investigate is the Deep Tunnel Project, which is the biggest public works project in the history of this country. And it's nothing more than a shelter for the elitists. And I think you need to know that Northwestern had enough political pull to have a access tunnel built into it so that it can schlep all their, chosen few into the shelters for, I don't know if this is for controlled population reduction or what, but...
They actually have these. They have one of these up in Sonoma. They have these in Washington, D.C. They have them all across the country. They're shelters for the elite, but for us common folks, we're on our own.
Yeah, well, I think you're putting on a good program, and I think I'm hoping that you're informed. Basically what I'm saying is I'm trying to get out of here. I'm kind of like trapped in Sodom and Gomorrah here, if you know what I mean.
The thing is there's no escaping. You know, there's no place in America that's really safe. Do you have a family?
They're all dead.
But I was going to say, if you had children and a wife, why, you might have wanted to get them to a safer place. You ought to be there, of course, getting the information and keeping us appraised of what's going on there.
May I add this? There is no place to escape. Please stay where you are and work with us and fight.
Well, frankly, ma'am, if you'll just hear me out for a minute.
Go ahead.
I can't stay here because I'm in an extremely unsafe environment. I have been assaulted several times here. I found dead bodies in the alley, people shot with their brains blown out and everything else, and I really need to move to a smaller town.
Well, of course, I wouldn't object to that at all. I hope you can find one. There are lots of good places in America today.
Well, I would tell most people, if they're thinking of moving to People's Republic of Evanston, think again.
All right, fine. Well, then I suspect you're saying you've got a no vote for Northwestern University.
Oh, they're evil.
All right. I agree with you totally. But this evil permeates all of our country, but there are certainly a few places where there still is some sanity.
Can I say one thing before you cut out?
Right, go ahead.
Thank you very much for having this on the air, and I didn't even know about you guys until I got a shortwave radio.
Well, I hope you'll keep listening, and your job is to get everybody else up there listening on shortwave or internet or on satellite. We've got the information, not only ourselves, but on satellite. We've got three other guests and three other hosts. Great information. We just need people to get it and then get it to others. God bless you.
Keep broadcasting, okay?
But as long as God gives us his breath and the ability to do it, we will. Thanks very much for calling.
Okay, bye-bye. Michael.
Good night. Thank you. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this evening is Barbara Combe, and we're simply talking about the illegal immigration that is sweeping America. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and give us a call if you have a question or comment. But Barbara is, of course, on the front lines of this battle, trying to educate people. What sort of response did you get back in Washington, D.C. when you were back there with the Minuteman group?
Oh, it was wonderful, Dr. Stan. The Minuteman rally was incredibly successful.
How many people do you think you had?
Oh, my goodness, a couple hundred. And this was a very quickly planned gathering, if you will, and we were thrilled at the number of people that we had back there standing behind us. After the Minutemen rally, which was out on the Capitol Mall, then our people spread out into groups to lobby the senators, specifically the senators who had D and F grades on immigration reform. It was very, very interesting, and I can tell you right now, we're past the point of being sweet, polite, and begging. We just simply went into these offices and told these people, look, you took an oath of office to uphold and defend our constitutional right to be protected from invaders. It's that simple. You choose to betray that oath of office, then the bottom line is no votes, no bucks, and no re-election.
Now, of course, what are Dianne Feinstein's position? What is Barbara Boxer's position? Our two senators here in California.
Feinstein's position to our people, her aide was very adamant that she would not, and I repeat that, let's hear this loud and clear, because we've heard this before. She says one thing and votes another way. However,
what did she say? She would not support the illegal aliens, and she would not support the amnesty, or she would?
Her aide advised us very, very strongly that she would not, underlined and in caps, not support the fraud, illegal alien, guest worker amnesty program. Yeah. Now, we can only wait and see how she will vote.
All right, how about Barbara Boxer?
As far as Senator Boxer...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Barbara Combe. And before we go on, Barbara, I want you to get your telephone number and your website out and the name of your organization.
Absolutely. It's California Coalition for Immigration Reform. Our toll-free number is 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Our website is ccir.net.
All right, ccri.net. And the telephone number one more time.
877-NO-ILLEGALS.
All right, John, and Barbara's been at this for a long time. She's got a great organization all across the country and is doing a great, great job. Now, we were asking, of course, whether Barbara Boxer was, on the right or the wrong side of this issue, is whether or not we should give amnesty to illegal aliens. Once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Where does Barbara Boxer fit into this?
Barbara Boxer, I think, has unequivocally made her position very, very clear. She is anti-American, pro-illegal alien champion. She has no intention of ever opposing her oath of office. And although there were at least 20 people within our organization who desperately tried to make an appointment with just her aide, she totally refused to meet with anyone. So I think we all know exactly how she's going to vote.
And I think it's really very interesting. She's getting some opposition from people in her own party because, of course, her vote to finance the war, although she professes to be against the war in Iraq, she votes to finance the war in Iraq. And a lot of the Democrats are very, very upset with her, and I think justifiably so. They think she's schizophrenic, and, of course, she's sworn to uphold our Constitution and doing everything she can to destroy our nation by supporting effort to make the illegal aliens legal, to give them amnesty for breaking our laws, to reward them for their dishonesty. Now, I have nothing against Mexicans, and I have nothing against immigrants. I think that some of them are wonderful people. Most of them are wonderful people. But when they come here illegally, when they allow themselves to be used, and of course they are being used, they don't understand that, but they are being used by those who hate America and would disrupt the infrastructure of our society, and but they allow themselves to be used to violate our laws, that they should consider them as lawbreakers and should treat them as such. Unfortunately, the Bush administration and many state administrations have done everything they could to tie the hands of the police so that they cannot even arrest people who are illegal aliens and turn them over to the INS for deportation, because the leaders of both political parties would destroy the sovereignty of our nation, because their loyalty is not to the United States, but to this idea of a world government and a world religion. So once you understand that, it's so much easier to understand. And of course, we talk about the border, we talk about a fence, we talk about increasing the number of people guarding the border, and all of those things are important. But the real issue, of course, would be enforcing our laws and stopping the employers who are employing illegal aliens. And at that point, if there weren't jobs, most of these people would return home. So you have to look at what the real issue is. And the problem even goes further than that, is the law enforcement in this country at the national, the federal level, that refuses to enforce our laws. If they were enforcing our laws, there would not be the illegal aliens here. You've got to stop the jobs, and they have no intention of doing it. Would you agree with that, Barbara?
Absolutely. Homeland Security is the most cruelest joke on the American people known to man. It's only one cut above the fraud, illegal, or the war on drugs, which we all know was a scam of the American people. However, this is much more in-depth. This involves the very future of our sovereignty, the very future of our loved ones, our children, our grandchildren, and so on and so forth. And we have, as the head of state, a person who, and I have no problem stating this very explicitly, as far as we are concerned, is evil. He is evil. He wraps himself in the American flag, he picks up a Bible, and pretends he is going to make all of these people that he is inviting into our country into citizens. Wrong, wrong, wrong. He is leading us down the path of destruction. He is a New World Order globalist who has one goal, and that is to make the United States of America into yet another third world country governed by the elitists and all of our very dedicated loyal, law-abiding Americans into his slaves and his serfs.
No, of course,
that's simple.
That's not just his serfs. I mean, the people he works with, the people he serves himself, we will, of course, all serve them. And I think it's so important for people to understand that the master plan, and the reason that, of course, we our borders are open, that we have no tariffs, that we're shipping our jobs and our factories and our wealth overseas, is because they intend to impoverish the American people.
Right.
They intend to raise our living standard to that of the Bolivian peasant. That is the whole theme of Thomas Friedman's new book, The World is Flat, We're All Going to Be Equal. equal the impoverished, other than, of course, the ruling elite like the Bushes and the Clintons and those people who go along with the agenda of our invisible rulers. There really is these forces out there, and behind them are powerful spiritual forces, and their target is America. America at one time was a Christian nation. They hate America, and they know exactly what they're doing. And it's amazing to me that so many Americans can be so gullible and see these things happen and consistently make excuses for the administration, because once in a while they say the right thing about abortion, or maybe once in a while they even do the right thing about it. Of course, next they turn right around and do the wrong thing next time, but all we remember is when they do the right thing. And certainly many of the environmental private property or support the Bush administration because they didn't sign the Kyoto Protocol, even though they're implementing it. And there are other people with special interest who support the Bush administration. And yet, if you look at their overall record, it is one of treason, treachery, and betrayal. To our boys overseas, to certainly the concept of preserving America. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, if you have a question for our guest, Barbara Cope. Well, Barbara, what's the next step? What are you going to be doing? What are you going to be emphasizing now? How can we reach more people and make them aware of what's really going on?
Well, we would welcome your listeners to please give a call to that toll-free number, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. We would love to have them join us. We put out a monthly newsletter, our 9/11, which I think is fairly accurately entitled. It is the 9/11. That's called Emergency Alert, Mayday, whatever you want to call it, because we do not only identify the problem, Dr. Sand. We give the information to our subscribers as to how they personally can take action from the comfort of their own homes to stop this illegal alien invasion of our country, the abolishment of our sovereignty, the abolishment of the future of our children, and how they can very, very easily put the pressure on our elected officials to make sure that these traitors are never reelected.
Well, now, of course, there apparently is a growing movement across the country. One of the major concerns of many of our citizens is illegal immigration, and certainly we know that Congressman Tom Tancredo is on the front lines of this battle. Is he getting more support there in Congress than he's had in the past?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're also spearheading that effort, Dr. Stan, because I can tell you right now, we all have bumper stickers, and I would happily send some of them to your listeners if they want them. Tancredo for president, because he has been on a tour determining what the possibility of his becoming our president might be. And, of course, there are still the frightened rabbits who fear to support him. However, more and more every day are coming into his camp. He is our champion. Jim Gilchrist, founder of the Minuteman Project, is our champion. We're supporting them wholeheartedly everywhere we go, and we're going to be in a lot of places within the next few months. And those are the people that over 80% of Americans of every race and ethnicity support. We're going to get there, Dr. Stan, because our motivation, and this may sound a little bit silly, however, the old Aesop fable of the tortoise and the hare.
Well, I think it's so.
Never give up.
Well, you sound like Winston Churchill. Never give up, never give up, never give up,
never,
never give up. Never, never, never. Well, let's go to Jack, who's calling us from Michigan. I think it's this is really a very important issue, but I think, of course, we could educate that 80% of the American people who are really concerned about the illegal immigration and make them understand this has nothing to do with the border. It has everything to do with the agenda of the globalists who control both political parties and who hate America and who hate American sovereignty. Jack, how are you doing?
Hi, Jack.
Marvelous.
How do you have a question for our guest?
Well, actually a comment, a couple comments. Relative to illegal immigration, I saw a program on satellite up in the Northeast. A local police commissioner became most irate with the federal government immigration department. So he, on criminal trespass, would pick up and then somehow had made arrangements to have them deported across the border. So my personal experience has proved that one has to find, well, I did it myself, circulated my own petition demanding such and such be done in the best interest of the public. And if they didn't, it was breach of the public trust. And everyone involved in whatever department of government responsible for lack of appropriate action would be held accountable. Now, I circulated a petition, got maybe a couple hundred signatures, and went back, and all of a sudden everything went into motion. Prior to that, every excuse under the sun. So when it comes to the police department or any of the other department, you have to get signatures, and you have to implant in people's minds the reality that things are as they are because of a lack of good people who sit back and regurgitate the programming that, oh, what can I do? I can't make a difference.
All right, Jack, what actually happened? What happened after you submitted the petition?
Okay, I had gone to originally the council people, and they said my idea was a bad idea.
Now, what city was this in?
This is in Flint, Michigan.
All right, Flint, okay, right.
So then I was directed, personally I decided to go to the city manager, once again the same alibi. So I went to the mayor.
All right, Sam, but what happened after you had the petitions? What difference did it make?
Yeah, well, suddenly they decided to have a town hall meeting. And then, a couple hundred people were there about show up. So I informed people that this is more than likely what was going to happen, that they would have to hold their own little town hall meeting within a week or two after the petitions were submitted. That way it looked like it was their idea all along. But what I have now realized subsequent when I've gone before the city council or the county council and I told them, look, here is what my research into statutes indicates. Municipal corporations are bound by certain unimpeachable rules and regulations. And when they are in violation of those rules and regs, you see, Dr. Stan, we are under commercial law.
I'm going to think, Jack, has it changed anything? Have they rounded up the illegals and sending them home?
To my knowledge, they are. Okay. I haven't actually gone down for a personal accounting.
All right, fine. Well, I commend you for your efforts there. Do you have a question at all for our guest?
Okay, here's the question. There is a technology. I was motivated when I heard the statement of being attacked, also from the guy from Evansville, I guess it was. There was an instrument that the FBI tested. It's not a stun gun. They classify it as a personal self-defense instrument. It's called the Myotron, and then the stronger is the Black Widow. What it does is disrupt the autonomic nervous system.
Okay, do you have a question for our guest? We're just about out of time.
I would ask her if she thinks that her people should be equipped with some kind of a device and go to the police department. If they're not going to protect you, then they should provide protection devices. And if they won't do that, then you go about the business of breach of the public trust with a petition.
All right, that's a very good point. Have you thought of that at all, of actually bringing action against the police force for refusing to protect you, Barbara?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm so appreciative of your caller. Lord knows, I hope he will join us. 877-NO-ILLEGALS will get the information to him. However, please bear in mind that because of many police departments' refusal to provide us protection, we always go with mates and with stun guns, because we have learned long ago that we're going to have to defend ourselves, because many of the police departments will not do it.
And there's some of them will and some of them won't. What we need to do is commend those that will help and of course, condemn those that do not. Hey, Jack, thanks so very much for calling.
Thank you.
And you keep up there. I know that you're going to keep up the good work. Hope you can get that Flint City Council straightened out.
Please call us, Jack.
I sure will.
Good night, Jack. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That's Jack calling from Flint, Michigan. And we're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up this evening's program here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening, Barbara Cole, and her organization, nationwide organization, for immigration reform. So, a Citizens Coalition for Immigration Reform on the front lines of this battle, and certainly we can appreciate Barbara, really one of the most efficient organizations, and she works in concert with the others. There are several organizations, of course. There's Chris Simcox and Jim Gilchrist's organization, the Minutemen, Glenn Spencer, but they're all working to get the information out. Now, there's certainly the Committee for Immigration Reform back in Washington, D.C., puts out a lot of fancy paperwork, but, you know, do you work at all with that organization, Barbara?
With the one in D.C.?
Yeah, the one that's the Committee for Immigration Reform.
Your thought of them? Absolutely. We are in constant contact with the members of that committee and constantly, quote, raising cane, Dr. Stan. We have our people on the phones every day of the week. Absolutely.
And so you need somebody in Washington, D.C., and so it's a very loose-knit group, but I think having an impact, because the big thing is to put the pressure onto the congressman to oppose President Bush's treasonous plan to solve the illegal immigration problem by making 20 million illegal immigrants legal in America, and then they can bring their three or four relatives each in, and we'll have another 60 million Americans, and of course we will lose our sovereignty, we will lose our culture, we'll lose our language, and that's what it's all about. That's why they really want, of course, to make all these people legal, but they don't want the American people to realize that, you know, treason is taking place at the highest levels of our government. Barbara, you want to wrap up the program right now? You got about a minute.
Absolutely. My bottom line is, please, please, good listeners, please, those of you who love our country and who cherish our sovereignty and who are concerned about the very future of yourselves, your children, your grandchildren, and all of your loved ones, please call us. We will give you the tools that will enable you to put the pressure needed on these treacherous people to reassure them that if they support any more of these life-threatening, and they are life-threatening bills, Dr. Stan.
Hold that thought there for just a moment, and why don't you finish up your thought, Barbara, and then we'll let you go. Go ahead.
Okay, please call us. 877-NO-ILLEGALS. We'll give you the tools to fight back and protect not only the sovereignty of our nation, but your very life. Okay?
God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us, Barbara, and keep up the great work. I look forward to the point when we're together again.
All right, wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Stan, and God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, there is Barbara Coe, and Barbara is certainly a very, very courageous woman that's taking on this battle and doing a great job. And between she and Glenn Spencer and Chris Simcox and the people back from the Center for Immigration Control, we've got a network out there that is having an impact, and Tom Tancredo, the congressman, is gaining increased support. In fact, they're even talking about running him for president. Why? Because there are so many people who are really concerned about immigration, and justifiably so. Because America is under attack today, not by the Mexican immigrant who wants a better life, but by the people at the highest levels of our government who refuse to enforce our laws because they hate America. And they would destroy American sovereignty. Once you understand that, everything makes sense. Our telephone number, of course, if you'd like to get our material, we have a four-tape set on immigration. We have a book called Importing Immigration, going into the fact that the Ford Foundation and very wealthy people in America are funding this entire subversive activity. We have a book that was written back in 1954, but it is as apropos today as it was then, pointing out that the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation were financing both communism and socialism a half a century ago. The book Foundation to Power and Influence, one of the most important books in the world, and thoroughly suppressed for many years. We've actually got the book back in print. It's available through Radio Liberty. That's Foundations, Their Power and Influence. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get Foundations, Their Power and Influence, it is available through Radio Liberty. And then we have this wonderful new video. It's actually on DVD. It's called The Secret History of America's Beginning. It's 3 hours that takes you into the secret societies that came to America back in the 1600s. And very professionally done. I promise you, you won't be able to stop the video. It will hold you to the very end, and you'll learn things about America and about the other world, about the occult world, that you will not find elsewhere. And then I will have to admit I play a small part in the video. We have William Still and Bill Sneplin and a number of the other people who are regular guests here at Radio Liberty. So that the video again, The Secret History of America's Beginning, Lost at the New Atlantis is the subtitle. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And if you'd like, of course, to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.